DeepEnglish.com. 10,000 hour rule. Past progressive. Psychologist K. Anders Ericsson was studying violinists from an elite music college in Germany. What was he studying? He was studying violinists from an elite music college. He was researching students who had studied the violin since the age of 5. What was he researching? He was researching students who had studied the violin since the age of 5. With the help of 2 professors, Ericsson was ranking the skill level of the students as elite, high level, and merely good. Who was ranking the skill levels of students? Ericsson was ranking the skill level of the students. He was also interviewing the students about their lifelong practice habits. What was he interviewing the students about? He was interviewing the students about their lifelong practice habits. He was discovering that the main difference between these 3 groups was the number of hours they had practiced. What was he discovering was the main difference between these 3 groups? He was discovering that the main difference between these 3 groups was the number of hours they had practiced. He was realizing that the merely good students had practiced an average of 4,000 hours in their life. What was he realizing about the merely good students? He was realizing that the merely good students had practiced an average of 4,000 hours in their life. He was also beginning to see that the high-level students had practiced for 8,000 hours. What was he beginning to see about the high-level students? He was also beginning to see that the high-level students had practiced for 8,000 hours. And he was uncovering the fact that the elite students who had the potential to become stars had practiced for 10,000 hours. Who was uncovering the fact that elite students practiced for 10,000 hours? Ericsson was uncovering the fact that elite students practiced for 10,000 hours. Ericsson was starting to understand that this focus on time spent practicing over talent and effort alone was key to elite level success. Was he starting to understand that this focus on time spent practicing over talent and effort alone was key to elite level success? Yes, he was starting to understand that this focus on time spent practicing over talent and effort alone was key to elite level success. He was thinking of calling it the 10,000 hour rule. What was he thinking of calling it? He was thinking of calling it the 10,000 hour rule. The Beatles were becoming popular in England in 1962, and they were taking the U.S. by storm in 1964. When were the Beatles becoming popular in England? The Beatles were becoming popular in England in 1962. Were they taking the U.S. by storm in 1964? Yes, they were taking the U.S. by storm in 1964. They were quickly becoming international stars. What were they quickly becoming? They were quickly becoming international stars. And they were turning into rock and roll legends. What were they turning into? They were turning into rock and roll legends.